Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. A true story from Reddit, The Abduction of Young Pat, by Creepy Colombian. A little backstory for myself. I am a 29-year-old Colombian female, being born and raised in Colombia. I had my share of paranormal, dangerous, and scary experiences. The first one I can think of was this one, the story that my mom told me once I was old enough to cope with it. She is a fairly religious woman. We are, after all, Catholic to the core. She was born in this tiny little rural town, very deep in the Colombian plains. This deserted part of the country is famous for cattle raising, coke plants harvesting, and guerrilla encounters with the military and paramilitary troops. Needless to say, it is a rough place to grow up, especially for a small female like my mom was. They were a rather poor family. My grandfather worked as a Jeep cab driver from dusk till dawn, but not nearly making as much as he needed to support his rather large family. My grandmother took care of the kids, five in total, two girls and three boys, and made ice cream and other stuff to sell around the town. My mom grew up pretty much on her own. My grandmother was a very moody woman and did not show emotions for love towards anyone, ever. They used to go to church every Sunday, for this is pretty much the only thing you do around these places, and the rumors of witches, pedophiles, and rapists were an everyday thing, but it somehow never seemed to touch my family or the ones they knew. One day, my mom was being a little difficult. She was only six, but she remembers going to church and then making a scene at the end because she did not get a treat on the town plaza. My grandmother, being the short-fused woman that she was, told her to stop it, or else she would be taken by the devil for being a bad girl. This was a very common threat back in the day in such a religious society, so she neither stopped nor gave any mind to what her mother was saying. She then saw him. He was a rather tall man, dressed very well. He was staring at them from the other side of the plaza, people walking in front of him hastily as well as others around, but no one seemed to notice him. My mom stopped crying, and the man just smiled and waved, slowly and very candidly. My mom just stared and waved back. She was a six-year-old after all. She did not know what else to do. My grandmother was just glad she had finally shut up, so she took her home by the hand, almost dragging her down the road. Once there, she gave my mom a rather rough spanking that led her resenting her mother and everything else. That night, when they all had gone to bed, my mom woke up to the sound of a tiny little chick. She loved animals and she was very used to them, so she thought maybe she could catch it and keep it. She woke up, put on her flip-flops, and slowly started giving chase to the sound of the tiny chick, not seeing it but hearing it all the time. She slowly started walking towards the back of the house. In this country, houses are very poor and usually do not have walls in the back, so you can literally walk out. That's what she did. It was pitch black, but she knew how to handle herself in the dark. Also, she was a pretty fierce little girl, always playing rough with the boys and scratching her knees. So she walked out of the backyard. She passed by the giant mango tree that was the limit of her house, and the chick sounded so near she just had to catch it. She did not see the chick, though, but kept walking in the dark trying to reach it. Sometimes it sounded really close, like right next to her, but sometimes it faded out as the chick was now a mile away from her. This kept on for a while, until she found herself in a place she hadn't seen before. She knew her town. She knew then that she was lost. She stood in the middle of a tiny hill, glancing around. Maybe she could see her house from there, but she didn't. Then she heard it. The chick was so far away again, the sound almost unintelligible now. And then a voice. "Glad to see you again, little Pat. We have been waiting for you." She turned around to see that the man from the plaza, his eyes glaring in the moonlight, the same warm smile and the black hat, black coat, black vest, black pants. Next to him there was a lady she knew well, Mrs. Lopez, from the crooked street next to the military base. She looked pretty, much as always, just sitting there with her Sunday dress, black as the night itself, a black lace veil on the back of her hair, hands crossed on her lap. They were both sitting on a fallen log, huge and also kind of decomposing. My mom saw worms crawling and insects moving around in it. She realized then of the smell. It stunk of rotten meat, rotten eggs, bad breath, all the same time. She felt like throwing up. She grasped and covered her mouth with her hands. Then a couple of shadows moved in the back. There were more kids there, but she didn't know them. This struck her as odd, since in her town everyone knew each other, and they have always known each other for years. People didn't just move in and out of the blue. But then she noticed something odd. The kids didn't look like kids. The faint moonlight let her see their faces, and they were old, wrinkly, almost like a grown-up face, and also their clothes were strange. Black rags, just kind of hanging from their bony bodies. It was then when she tried to scream. The scream did not come out, but the man started laughing. It was surprisingly a warm laugh, kind of like the leaves crunching under your feet. It wasn't menacing, so she took her hand off of her mouth. He then looked at her candidly and said, "Your mom told me to come for you. Don't be afraid. We are going to have a great time." He then stood up, and that's when the horror hit her. His legs now looked like regular pants, but they weren't. He was standing on two hooves like a goat, and his hooves were huge, stomping the ground as he started moving towards her. Then Mrs. Lopez looked up and opened her mouth. She heard the chick again, this time so far, but coming out of her mouth for sure. She took off running the way she thought she had come in, screaming bloody murder and crying. She never looked back, but she kept hearing the chick, sometimes far, sometimes close, sometimes so close to her, it made her run even faster. She then saw a light flickering through the field. The scarce trees let her see through, and she recognized the shape of my grandfather's broad shoulders and his flashlight circle moving around. She screamed at him and stood up looking around until she finally reached him and hugged him. My grandfather just stood there holding his little girl until she stopped crying and told him about the man, about Mrs. Lopez and the weird kids. He brushed it off, saying she had a nightmare and not to worry. But she insisted and was instead harshly disciplined for sneaking out in the middle of the night. Dawn came and my grandmother sat on the kitchen table and called her up. She knew she was in for it, so she was preparing for the worst beating of her life. But surprisingly, her mother did not have a belt or anything in her hands. She was just sitting there, looking concerned, and asked her to sit. My mom complied, and then she asked what had happened last night. My mom told her everything from the moment she heard the chick until she saw my grandfather. My grandmother just listened, wide-eyed, twisting her fingers and cracking her knuckles. When my mom stopped, she told her what happened. She apologized for calling her a bad girl and threatening to give her away to the devil, and then started crying, saying she didn't know better. She had been raised that way as well, and that's the only way she knew how to deal with children. My mom was confused. Why was she apologizing? She then proceeded to tell her that the man in the plaza and the field was the same man, the devil. That is why she didn't notice his legs up until the very last minute. He doesn't show his true nature until it is too late. Fortunately for her, my mom was quick and tough and a little rascal, so he couldn't reach her fast enough. Also, the lady next to him, she called her the Pio Pio Witch, and that she knew her well, for she had cursed a friend of hers a years back. It is known that the witch uses the sound of a small chick to attract kids to her. And when you hear her far, she is actually right next to you. And when you hear her close, she is probably very far away. She promised her nothing will ever happen to her again, but she needed to behave better. And also, never ever leave the house without telling her mother again. This is Spooky Boo. If you've enjoyed this story, please give it a thumbs up. Also, if you would like to hear more stories, please subscribe to my channel. If you would like to contribute to my story list, please visit my website at 707spookybew22.com and click on the donations tab. Or if you would like to send in your own story to be read on YouTube and posted on my website, please visit my website again, www.707spookybew22.com, and click on the submissions tab. Thank you for listening.